This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Got Rowan Shern, who is ready to tell us all the stuff that's going on in Melbourne. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Hello, Neil. Hello, David. Hello. How are we on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
Yes, it's been a fantastic week of beautiful weather, and today's just turned a little bit sour. But as I said, it's nice that I don't have to water my garden today.
Yeah, look, I think we're expecting a bit more rain this afternoon, so we might have that also for the next few days, okay. Which, you know, but I think we've got to be grateful that we're not flooding like our brothers are up in the northern climes. So, yes, but look, there's so much happening at the moment in Melbourne,
or
just about to happen. You know, look, Melbourne Comedy Festival starts this Wednesday night all over Melbourne. There is,
I've got a question for you. Do you think that comedy is art? Oh.
Look, I do.
I do this every year. I do this every year. Is comedy art?
Look, I'm going to say yes, because, look, you know, when you see the styles of shows, look, you know, there's comedy can be anything, really, just like jazz can be. And look, you look at the artists that actually, you know, some of them, you know, mine the depths of their souls to produce work, you know, through their stand-up comedy or shows about themselves. So, look, it's a broad church, comedy.
Yep.
You know, like, you can have funny plays, you can have stand-up comedy, you know, there's skits,
there's parody. There is some shows that I totally agree that you would call art, but a lot of stand-up comedians, I'm not sure if I call that art.
We might have to take a bit of a poll, I think, on most of our our guests and viewers on that, and listeners on that one, David.
Because, all right, tell us, do you think comedy is art? So
yeah, just SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us on air@joy.org.au, and we'll see what you have to say. But I'm matching with Rowan a little bit. It is a performance, so I think that I might have to go on the line of being a bit of an art form.
Hey,
but anyway,
art is in the eye of the beholder or the ear of the
There you go.
All right, so comedy festival's on.
Yeah, look, I've got to say, over the years, I have seen some dreadful stand-up comedians who I'm not going to name because they're well-known.
Look, some comedians that are absolutely huge right this very moment, I've been aware of them for a long time, and I go, I'm not getting it. I don't get it. Yeah.
But then there are some, you know, who, you know, sometimes... And the one thing about the comedy festival, some of the ticket prices are really cheap, so you can get to take a chance. And you might see someone who you've never heard of before. An up-and-coming, or, you know, I know quite a few performers who have started to do stand-up in the twilight of their years. So I wouldn't say they were up-and-coming.
Probably. Groundbreaking news here. Neil was telling me before the show that he's actually starting as a stand-up comedian. So wait for Neil next year.
Now who's joking? Now who's being the comedian, David?
But look, there's a couple of highlights that I'm just going to mention from the comedy festival.
Yep.
Darcy Whitsed's doing awkward conversations with animals I've fucked at the MC showroom. That starts on Wednesday night for a couple of weeks. Rob Hayes has written the script. Gavin Roach is presenting it and directing it. It had a wonderful season in Perth previously. And it's quite funny, but I'm not going to give it away. But look, if you want to go along and hear a really good tale, this is one of the shows. People may have seen on Australian Story recently that there was a group of Russian singers in the Northern Rivers who get together. Well, Andrew Kay is bringing them down to the Brunswick Ballroom, which opened recently. It's a group called Dusty Esky. So I think you're going to be in for a very interesting night.
What are they, singers? Are they singers?
Yeah, they're singers.
Right.
They sing Russian...
Okay.
Russian...
Folk songs? Yeah, or?
Yeah, and apparently they do this unforgettable rendition of the state anthem of the Russian Federation. But, so look, if you've seen the Russian Army Choir, I think you're going to see some of the songs that they perform. But the funny thing is, none of these gentlemen have a connection to Russia. So it's probably like, you know, the men's shed of of Mullumbimby. And, you know, but they've gained great respect performing at, you know, Woodford. And I think they've just performed in Rome, Adelaide.
And do they sing in Russian, though, or is it in English?
Well, they say none of them speak the language, so look, it's going to be interesting. Okay. I haven't seen them perform myself.
Yeah, so that's where the comedy side of it comes into it, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I think it's... but they're performing over Easter at the Brunswick Ballroom.
Right.
So, look, go check those two shows out. But look, there's hundreds of other shows happening starting this week and through for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Also this week, Midsummer announced their program, revealed, you know, normally we have Midsummer in January, but this time it's starting on the 19th of April and running into early May. And, of course, Pride March will be outside of that time towards the end of May. But, you know, there's a huge array of performers. Dolly Diamond is there. The Goddess Grooves return to Chapel of Chapel. There's projections at the Collingwood Yards. There's a women's festival, the Pier Festival, out at SeaWorks at Williamstown. Melbourne Museum is hosting a night at the museum in conjunction with Minus 18. So, look, but there's so much happening. Gasworks have got the Queer Playwriting Award showcase. But, look, check out the program. There's so much on. Look, we've got festivals galore, but as soon as the Midsummer finishes, we go into the Yirrumbo Festival, which plays across Melbourne, which is our First Nations arts festival. And again, look, there's so much queer content
It's a great festival. So, it's been really good in the last few years. Obviously, last year was a hiccup, but... it's been, and some shows that are then featured strongly in other festivals as well. So keep an eye on that.
Well, that's right. And look, you know, Reuben Kay has just finished a season in Adelaide as part of Adelaide Fringe. He's in Sydney next weekend before hitting Melbourne. And with two types of shows, he's doing a special late night show called The K-Hole. But then on the 7th of April, he's also doing his own cabaret show. And anyone who's seen Reuben Kay can be in for a very extremely interesting night. Matador will be playing at Her Majesty's Theatre for a very short season. Again, they've just been in Adelaide and allowing them across the country. The favourite blokes, the Umbies, the Umbilical Brothers, are also, they're in at the Spiegel Tent at Arts Centre Melbourne. So, look, there's so much happening. I was very excited to be back in Arts Centre Melbourne during the week. Vic Opera performed a double bill of Cassandra, Echo and Narcissus, which was exquisitely stunning. Two new works, which I hope to see will get another outing at some stage. But, look, we're starting to see the Arts Centre reopen, the Fairfax Studio and the Playhouse. We'll also be hosting Melbourne Comedy Festival shows. An intriguing work that opened up in University Square on Thursday evening was Michaela Dwyer's Apparition, which is a projections of possums in the tree. So
that's
if you happen to be in the gardens up at University Square, do take time to check it out. It looks exquisite. So
they're all so these illuminated possums in the tree, is that right?
That's right. And they come and go. So, look, you know, they might... It's a projection, of course, like a holograph. And they're not there all the time, so they might disappear. So you got to, you probably have to stand there a while. And of course, you know, they won't come down to the ground and sniff you. but look, they look quite cheeky.
And it's part of the city of Melbourne. They've spent a lot of money on doing all these lighting fixtures around town, haven't they? And this is one.
Well, they have.
First,
you know, there's a lot of visual arts happening, public art happening. The city of Melbourne, and of course, Apparition is being commissioned as part of one of these works, which will then go into the city of Melbourne's arts and culture collection, which they have an extensive range. So we'll see this work in University Square for at least the next 6 months. So, there's lots of stuff that have been commissioned. You can see it around the Metro Tunnel buildings. Yep. It's very exciting seeing what's happening. If people haven't, and I know we keep going on about going to visit Triennial, there's only about 3 weeks left of that to go see the exquisite works there.
Yep.
But there's also the other exhibition over at Federation Square at the NGV, which is Weather, which is about Indigenous culture and the relationship of weather within artworks, which is actually also very exquisite.
Yep.
Exhibition. So
excellent.
As I said, we're about to be an embarrassment of riches, really, with all these festivals coming up. So much performance, so much visual art.
Yeah. And we've got to get out there and support it. That's the more important part of it. So
it's up to
us now, as the viewing public. So please get out there and support the artists that, Josh Pederman, who is just like a local lad who was starring in Phantom of the Opera on the West End, and it closed down after 6 months because of COVID, came back to Australia and hasn't been doing anything since he's been back, but now has just got the lead of Phantom of the Opera, the Opera House. And I saw him being interviewed on the ABC the other day, and he was saying that, it's just been so hard as an artist, not really doing anything. And so it's good to see somebody like him coming back with a vengeance, which is lovely.
Expecting a further announcement of that Phantom of the Opera very shortly,
yep,
too.
So, brilliant.
I'm sure we will see the Phantom return,
yep,
here. Earlier today, Paulini has been announced that she's performing Killer Queen in a new arena production of We Will Rock You, which will hit Melbourne next year. Harvest Rain, who are from Brisbane. So if people have seen their previous productions of Grease and The Wizard of Oz, we'll know these are large-scale productions with a cast of hundreds in it. So Paulini's been cast in there. And there's a rumour floating around town today that Hugh Sheridan is about to hop into Peter Allen's shoes and be play Peter Allen in a production of The Boy from Oz.
Brilliant.
Has just finished a season in Perth. So
yep.
There's talk that production may do an East Coast season.
I hope so, because it's about time we saw those Peter Allen songs revisited. Thank you, Rowan, so much. It's always a treat to talk to you, and good to have you back. And we'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
Yes, I'll be around somewhere in this country. So
right.
I look forward to letting people know what's happening.
Okay. Right,
great. Thanks so much, Rowan. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.